USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor is in Seoul leading a trade mission to South Korea with representatives from 48 U.S. agribusinesses and farm organizations and five State Departments of Agriculture. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Asia-Pacific Jihae Young joined the Undersecretary to highlight the success of U.S. red meat in Korean retail.
The USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor and the other delegation members visited the key retail chain, including E-Mart Traders and the Lotte Mart and other wet market in Korea, to take a first-hand look at how the U.S. food items are being sold in Korean retail the store. And USMEF could successfully showcase the U.S. beef and pork, and the USMEF has taken advantage of her presence to highlight the importance of the U.S. beef in the Korea market, taking advantage of the Korea-U.S. free trade agreement. Currently, U.S. beef is subject to 5.3% tariff, while the Australia, our biggest competitor in the market, is still subject to 10.6%.
USDA staff have been key in building strong consumer confidence in U.S. beef and pork.
The USDA FAS Korea staff are always supportive for the U.S. beef trade and the pork trade, and they also witnessed how well the U.S. beef and pork sales, especially to observe the consumer confidence, as we are always concerning about the consumer confidence toward the U.S. beef since BSE. They also witnessed and shared their observation how the U.S. beef and pork are well received by the Korean consumer.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.